WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SeegertOneHour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Just more than 10% of registered voters in Brazos County participated in yesterday's election.
There will be one runoff out of 500 votes in the three-way race for Bryan City Council and single-member District 2. Perry Stephanie received 45% and Rafael Pena 32%. Elsewhere, Jason Bayensky won re-election as Bryan Mayor.
I'm very touched and humbled by all the support that we've had. 200 to 300 people that helped donate to the campaign, hundreds of volunteers that have helped with phones and signs and making calls, and there's a lot of people that believe in what we're doing in Bryan, a lot of people that like what they see in Bryan.
Al Sines returns to single-member District 1 with more votes than the combined total when he lost his re-election bid 3 years ago.
The thing that I have on my side is that the mayor and I both ran for election in endorsing and pursuing and supporting greater infrastructure activities in Districts 1 and 2.
Winners of other contested races include Trey Moore on the Bryan School Board.
The district has a lot of things going for it. What I'd really like to do is to see us expand some of those programs, make sure that we have, you know, our qualified teachers are happy in Bryan ISD and are comfortable here and don't want to go anywhere else.
Other winners were Steve Aldridge on the College Station City Council and Michael Wesson on the College Station School Board. And the CSISD bond issue, the third in the last 6 years, was approved. You can find final numbers and interviews online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A&M staff employees told System Chancellor John Sharp morale has tanked since outsourcing started in other areas, and they're wondering if and when it will happen to them.
Morale is suffering. That is the reality of the staff in this university right now. Morale is going to have an impact on productivity here. Are you okay with that?
Sharp told those attending a university staff council meeting an administrative review that is underway is about respecting taxpayers, those who pay tuition, and state lawmakers.
If you have a problem with something, you ought to not hesitate to send me an email and tell me, I think this is a bunch of bull and you need to look over here at this, that, and the other. My email's real easy to get a hold of, obviously, because I get a lot of them. But for us to sit here and say, that ain't nobody else's business, this is our business, we don't live in that world.
Sharp says they are not looking at outsourcing transportation services, and the only other proposal under consideration is management of Easterwood Airport. Bryan police are searching for a man who robbed a phone store Monday night. Officer Kelly McEthan says he had a weapon and escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash from the Mobile Zone USA on South Texas Avenue.
He was described as a short male, approximately 5'3 to 5'5, wearing a dark jacket and undershirt, light colored pants. And he did have his face covered, so at this time his race is unknown.
McEthan says the clerk was injured but did not need medical attention. While BCS plants have enjoyed the recent rain, BCS pets have not. Leah White with the Aguland Humane Society asks anyone with a missing pet to visit them or the Bryan Animal Center because of the huge increase in strays.
There's a lot of people who think, especially with cats, oh, they'll come back in a couple of days or whatever it is. Well, their cat just got, you know, disoriented in the rainstorm or whatever it was, and or chased by something else and showed up at someone else's house. They didn't know whose it was. It could have been your neighbor. They didn't know you had a cat. And then brought it to the shelter. So your cat would love to come home, but they're at the shelter.
White highly recommends having your pets microchipped so that if they do get out, you'll be contacted immediately and get your pet back home safely. Waco is the setting of a congressional hearing this morning on employing veterans. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan chairs the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity, which is hosting the public hearing at the Baylor University Student Center.
We're going to talk to some state agencies here in Texas that have been particularly effective in helping veterans get jobs and get training. And then we're going to talk to the educational community, Baylor, Texas State Technical Institute, McLennan Community College, and Texas A&M are all going to testify about the great things they're doing to help our veterans find employment in Texas.
Employers from Austin, Waco, and Bryan College Station are also participating. And we're a year away from deciding statewide positions, but surveys are already out about the governor's race between Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis.
Only 6 points separate Greg Abbott from Wendy Davis in the latest University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. In a head-to-head race of the two favorites to capture their party's nominations, Abbott got 40% of registered voters to Davis's 34%. But 25% of voters say they have yet to make up their minds. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 70 degrees. Let's look at the news. This is brought to you by Siegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Family Home Health and Hospice is your trusted local provider of home-based medical services, offering post-hospital therapies, advanced illness management, and hospice care in the comfort of your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice can also provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care for individuals with a life-limiting illness. Family Home Health and Hospice is locally owned, Medicare certified, and Joint Commission accredited. Call 979-764-9000 or find us at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Good morning. It's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A sunshine will be giving way to cloudiness today. As the day goes on, we'll run the risk of some showers or a thunderstorm. Highs today close to 75. Tonight, the showers end. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, won't be as warm. Highs near 65. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. During the day Friday, we'll see clouds and some sunshine. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie football's gearing up for senior day this Saturday against Mississippi State. We've got the update from the press conference yesterday. Co-champions for soccer head to the SEC tournament. Softball team was in action as well as getting geared up for men's basketball. And Nick Saban talked to Texas officials from an Open Records Act. We have some inside information about special pressure for the Alabama coach. And a whole lot more. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you at about 6:52.
Special pressure?
Okay. That's a quote.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, you know, as we look back at our middle school years.
Oh, no.
Oh. As many of us look back on our middle school years, we have a fond memory of a teacher. That teacher.
That's about the only fond memory.
Well, but, I mean, that's okay. That's, you know, there are bright patches in the midst of all that. And quite often, really, for guys, it's a coach. Because quite often a coach will introduce you to a sport that maybe you didn't like or that you were okay with, and they helped, you know, you excel in your ability. And you know, after all, athletics and the celebrations that go along with that are a growing experience.
Uh-oh. Sure. Where are you going with this?
Well, we're going to tell the story of the Corbett Middle School in Portland, Oregon, the football coach who planned the awards dinner for his team, and he decided to let his 12 to 14-year-old players...
Please don't say Hooters.
...choose the venue. They let the kids choose. Then, of course, the kids chose. What did you just say?
I said, please don't say Hooters.
Hooters.
Yes, sir!
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Man.
Well, that caused a controversy, as you can imagine, when the school's athletic director spoke with the coach, Randy Burbach, and asked him to move the event to a different venue. He was, quote, unyielding and empathetically said no. So,
or emphatically?
You know, it could be emphatically. Even that's probably what it is.
It's empathetic emphatic. Would be like with lots of
it would be. It
feeling,
would be, wouldn't it?
And,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I know how you feel.
Yeah, it's early in the morning.
That's what I'm saying.
So he was fired. He was a volunteer coach to begin with, which is probably one of the reasons that he took the stand to support his players. Because after all, 12 to 14-year-olds know exactly what to do.
Yep.
Since then, the parents said, hey, it's interesting because only one set of parents declined to let their son participate at Hooters. And apparently the party is still on. It's just not going to be a school function.
My gosh.
I mean, now, what does that do, speaking to the parents of, oh, I'm sorry, it's Portland, Oregon. Now I see that. Yes, the Corbett Middle School football parents who think it's okay for their 12 to 14-year-olds to go to Hooters.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Mom, why doesn't the waitress sit down at our table like they do at that other
McDonald's? Yeah. Info. Yeah, like a Ronald McDonald birthday party.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Let's see, 12 to 14-year-old boys.
This story makes me too irritated to say much.
Well, again, what's also just disconcerting is that the parents, save one set, thought it was okay for their kids to go.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
News Talk 1620, WTW 617. You know, one of the good things about that is we here in Bryan College Station can rest assured, sleep well at night knowing that would not happen here.
Nope. Well, they might road trip, but I doubt.
No, I don't think. That would not happen here. So it's day 310, means we got 55 of them to go. It's November the 6th, and today would be Marooned Without a Compass Day.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, I don't know.
Every football game, aren't we marooned without a compass?
Yeah, well.
We don't need a compass to be celebrating maroon and white.
Well, I guess that's probably right. I think it's a different maroon. But then
again,
you
put a positive spin on things.
As long as we have our devices, we know where we're going.
That's true.
And where we're headed. So
that's true.
Saxophone Day, marking the birthday of Antoine Joseph Adolphe Sax. He was a Belgian musician. And obviously an instrument designer. He played the flute and the clarinet, and between the years of 1840 and 1846, really invented a bunch of bugles that had different kind of valves on them. And so all of them kind of became known as saxophones. So there were several different kinds of sax. And now we just have, you know, the regular sax and the alto sax and then the...
Soprano?
Now we got the Kenny G sax or whatever.
That's a soprano saxophone, isn't it?
I have no idea.
The Kenny G sax. Oh, I like that.
He doesn't need
what
to
about the
to
Sesame play. Street sax?
Well, that one too.
Or the Bill Clinton sax.
Well, that, I think, yeah. Okay.
Nah.
We're moving on. We got birthdays.
But as a guy, yakety sax is the best.
Uh-huh.
All right. Emma Stone is celebrating a birthday. She is 25, and she's been in like 600 movies.
Uh-huh.
Lamar Odom, the basketball player, and Kardashian, sort of, is 34. Taryn Manning is 35 from Orange is the New Black.
Uh-huh.
Thandi Newton is 41. She was in Mission Impossible 2. Rebecca Romijn, 41. Ethan Hawke is 43. Ethan Hawke's going, hello.
Yeah.
Kelly Rutherford, 45 from The Gossip Girls. Peter DeLuise, Dom's son, 47. He was in Wizards of Waverly Place and 21 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Glover, 49, the lead singer of Living Color, and you may have recognized him from the movie Platoon with Oliver Stone.
Uh-huh.
Maria Shriver is 58. Laurie Singer, 56, from Footloose and Precious Little Else.
Mm-hmm.
I finally learned to do that dance. I was very proud. I can teach y'all after the show.
The dance? What dance is that?
The Footloose. Dun, 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 dun.
Got it.
You know the dance they always do. The
you
dance that goes to that song.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Glenn Frey, 65.
Yeah.
Sally Fields is 67 years old.
You like me. You really, really like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she's
Mike,
a good actress.
Mike Nichols, the guy that directed The Graduate.
Yeah,
82 years old. Yeah, he also, I didn't realize he did Birdcage.
Yeah.
Silkwood and a whole bunch of others.
Catherine Cryer, she was a news chick for a while, I think. I don't know, maybe she still is. 59 years old. And just because you mentioned it, here we go. Come on. There you go.
It's the Benny Hill Show!
Yeah. Which is the way that a whole lot of people know this song.
Oh,
but,
sure.
You know, why not?
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, let's take a quick sneak peek at some of the absurd ways your federal government is spending your hard-earned tax dollars. CNS News reports the following outrageous examples. Your Interior Department, through the Bureau of Reclamation, has announced $600,000 in a grant opportunity to capture and radio track California leaf-nosed bats and Townsend's big-eared bats to determine and describe the distribution of foraging distances. Or the National Science Foundation, well, they got $742,000, goes to Washington State University to test differences in breast milk around the world using breast milk and infant fecal samples. You cannot make this stuff up.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Now, last Thanksgiving, I recommended a game that my family and I just love. It's called Wits and Wagers. Jill and I, we play it with our kids. We love it. We can't stop playing it. Now, if you give it as a gift this holiday season, I promise you, you're going to be somebody's hero. Now, this game is like no other game I've ever played. You start playing, it's fun. You can't stop playing it. It's fast-paced. Everybody kind of gathers close around the table. Next thing you know, the room is filled with cheering and laughter. And the best part, everybody has a chance to win. And my kids love that part because I always win at other games. Anyway, your kids will love it, too. Now, if you know anybody that has kids or any kind of social life at all, you've got to get them this game to play over Thanksgiving. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock in that name. Remember it while you're out shopping. Wits and Wagers. By the way, it's the cleverest party game we've ever played. You can find it now at Walmart, Target. Remember, it's Wits and Wagers, Walmart and Target.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Your patience has been rewarded. American Lube Center Tower Point under the water tower in College Station is now open. It's your fourth location, and now your vehicles will not only run great with our award-winning oil changes, but will look fantastic with our new full-service car wash and detail. Let us help you fall in love with your car all over again. American Lube Centers, best of the Brazos Valley for 4 years in a row. Visit any of our four locations today. American Lube Centers Tower Point, now open.
How do you get in touch with your inner bold side? Tame a tiger?
Don't look him in the eye.
What? Walk on hot coals?
Ow, hot, hot, out of the way. Coming through here. Oh, thank you.
Or simply embrace your bold side with a new Sriracha Chicken Melted Subway, made with spicy Sriracha sauce for our boldest flavor yet, and part of the Fiery Footlong Collection, which is much easier than, say, skydiving.
Wait, do I pull this handle?
Ah! Subway, be bold. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This holiday, whether you're hosting at home or treating the office, give your group what they love. Subway caters. Order up a holiday spread of piled high sandwich platters, custom-made giant subs, good-to-go personal boxed meals, even freshly baked cookie platters. They'll love the taste, you'll love the value, because people-pleasing platters start around $35. Call 877-360-CATER. That's 877-360-CATER, or visit Subway.com to order. Subway. Cater fresh.
Some catering orders may require 24-hour advance notice. Prices and participation may vary.
The financial sector loses some of its luster. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Many of the top graduates from the nation's business schools are choosing to work in the technology sector. Since the financial crisis, careers in finance are less appealing to a lot of new MBAs. Wall Street firms have scaled back salaries, but they're still known for long hours. The popularity of Abercrombie & Fitch has faded among teenagers. The clothing chain's profit fell 12% in the third quarter. The company slashed its earnings guidance. A&F is warning it expects to post a double-digit decrease in same-store sales for the holiday shopping season. A new survey points out just how important it is for retailers to please consumers. Kronos found that just after two negative experiences, the average consumer will never shop at a store again. And any negative experience will affect a consumer's perception across all of a chain's operations, physical stores, website, phone centers, and catalog. Stock futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial, 866-569-MATH, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Louisa. Recently, she got help going online.
Okay, so hit that green button.
This is her first video chat.
Oh, Louisa?
Oh, oh my gosh. There she is.
And the first time she's seen her niece in 5 years.
It's so good to see you.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Okay, today's the day of the change. We're going to have a little bit of a wind shift here, and it'll be a good deal cooler tonight. 70% chance of showers as whatever this is passes through. Likely that'll happen before about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we'll get up to 72, and the winds will be out of the southwest at 10 to 15. Then they'll start falling during the day. North winds at 15 to 20, gusting up to 25. And after that, tonight we'll have about 45 and rather breezy. The winds will stay up at 15 to 20 miles an hour, so it'll be chilly. 67 tomorrow with sunshine and great temps, really, for the balance of the week and on into the weekend. The rain's out of here, and we'll have temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Lows at night will probably be in the 40s. Right now, winds out of the south at 6, 97% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 72.
How many times have you heard that every problem has a silver lining? Well, there may be more to that than you realize. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today, 800-971-2900. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-971-2900. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-971-2900. 800-971-2900.
Adversity, tough times, they happen to all of us.
Adversity is a necessary part of life. That it happens in three contexts: bad luck, bad judgment, and when you voluntarily take on the adversity.
Psychiatrist Dr. Norman Rosenthal, author of the book The Gift of Adversity, says more often than you might think, adversity comes with a silver lining.
But one has to be mindful of the silver linings, because if you aren't, you're going to wallow in the adversity and you're not going to find what can be learned, what can be gained, how it can strengthen and benefit you going forward.
Believing that good may come from an adversity can actually help you get through it.
Oftentimes, in adversity, you don't see the gift while the adversity is actually happening. But if you know, because you look back, that adversity often yields gifts, then that can act as a little flame of hope, even in the darkest times, to know that someday when this is over, something good might come out of it.
Admittedly, not every adversity has a silver lining.
But I am surprised at how many adversities, where people take the adversities and grow and become stronger and give, oftentimes altruism, strangely enough, giving to other people, turns out to be the fulcrum of recovery.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:29. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The second year of outsourcing on the A&M campus remains a concern for university employees. That's based on the volume of questions asked of Chancellor Sean Sharp this week.
I think what the staff is looking for from you is some recognition that individual members of staff are sometimes more valuable than the number that they represent. Back to you in a report.
Sharp told those attending a university staff council meeting they should be participating in an administrative review that is underway.
And if those people are silent and don't get their ideas into the public forum, then that's when the problem occurs. Use my email or whatever to get those ideas up saying, this is crazy, you ought to be doing it this way, and you can save a ton of money. You ought to participate in that process. Show the rest of the world and the students and everybody else, by God, we're the best there is.
Sharp says in the first year of outsourcing facility services, the number employed by the private company has risen by 70, an increase of nearly 10%. Also, a backlog of nearly 4,600 building requests was reduced to 20 in the first 6 months. A man with a covered face robbed the Mobile Zone USA on South Texas Avenue in Bryan Monday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says he brandished a weapon and escaped with cash on foot.
There were two customers in store during the incident, and the clerk received a minor injury, but it did not require any medical attention. And we're asking if anyone has any information to contact 209-5316 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
McKeithen says he's described as a short male, 5'3 to 5'5, and his race is unknown. For the third time in 6 years, voters in the College Station School District passed a bond issue.
CSISD Board President Valerie Yokin says approval of the $83 million package means voters want to continue growing in the way they've become accustomed.
We have the right number of schools for our children, that they're not overcrowded, that we don't have some of our children having to use portables, and that we realize it's important that both of our high schools maintain the same quality of not only education, which is easy to do, but that the ambiance and the area that the students are working in the building are equitable as well.
The winner of a three-way race for the CSISD board was Michael Wesson.
The issues that face our district in terms of the amount of growth that we have and trying to find new ways to be accountable over and above state tests really kind of resonated with voters.
Former school board member Steve Aldrich won a seat on the College Station City Council.
People understand me as a businessman, understanding that the partnership between business and government in our community is an essential part. And I think that that resonated well with a lot of people.
In Bryan, there will be one runoff next month. Perry Stephanie and Rafael Pena will vie for the single-member District 2 seat. In District 1, Al Sines returns after losing 3 years ago. Jason Bayinski was reelected mayor, and Trey Moore won the contested race to join the Bryan School Board. Online at WTAW.com are interviews and final numbers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you lost a pet during recent rains, Leah White with the Aggieland Humane Society says checking there or at the Bryan Animal Center should be your first step. She says people often expect a pet to just come back, but that won't happen if your pet has been picked up.
By the time, a lot of times people, I think, look, there might be a chance that your pet was already adopted out, because we've had people, oh, my cat went missing over the summer, and I'm just going to look here now. And, you know, we're 3-4 months away from when the cat actually went missing. So come by, look, better yet, go ahead and have your pet microchipped while it's still in your possession.
She says they will call, email, fax, and do everything they can to help pets that have been microchipped get reunited with their families. Innovative approaches to jobs and employment for veterans is the theme of a congressional hearing this morning in Waco. The chairman of the House Veterans Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity, Bill Flores of Bryan, says the public hearing includes testimony from state agencies and educational institutions.
We're going to have employers from Waco, Bryan College Station, and Austin there, all parts of our district, to talk about some of the unique things they've got going on. It'll really be a fascinating discussion. I hope we'd get a good attendance.
The hearing takes place at the Baylor University Student Center. And tomorrow, the state Supreme Court hears arguments on two cases before a live audience at the A&M Ritter Theater. Yesterday in Austin, justices heard arguments whether Texas can grant divorces to same-sex couples who married elsewhere. Both cases involve same-sex couples who married legally in Massachusetts. Attorney General Greg Abbott argued that state law won't allow Texas to recognize the divorces because that would validate the marriage. The couples question whether the same-sex marriage ban applies to divorce and whether it conflicts with the U.S. Constitution. WTOW News Time is 6:35 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save up to $10 on select LED light bulbs now through December 31st after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Give the folks at Suddenlink a call right now. It's a great time for you to call them because you can really understand what bundling is when you get in touch with Suddenlink. Call them at 1-800-915-1866. Or, you know, now signing up online is easier than ever. And if you think of the money that you're going to save in time for the holidays, see, you get SL200 HDTV, 15 meg internet, and home phone, all that for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. You get free access to Suddenlink To Go. There's live and local customer support, and you get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back, we promise, guarantee. So get all that stuff we talked about. And, you know, there's also unlimited U.S. local long-distance calling that you can get. TiVo in any room, TiVo in any room DVR. So make the call, 1-800-915-1866. And, of course, because we've started a new month, there's a whole bunch of new video on-demand movies that are going to be happening, and quite often they happen weeks and weeks before you can get them at Netflix or rent them. So why not get in touch with them at Suddenlink right now at 1-800-915-1866. And again, really easy to sign up online at suddenlink.com. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Cold front over the northwestern part of the state continues to produce scattered showers and some thunderstorms. Our weather today will cloud up. We'll look for some showers to develop. High temperatures today are going to be close to 75. Tonight, the showers will end. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to fall back to 45 to 50. Partly sunny, cooler tomorrow, 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Mixture of sun and clouds Friday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
One of the larger teams that we're going to play.
That's Coach Sumlin discussing Mississippi State at yesterday's football press conference. Also, co-league champions, the Aggie soccer team, hits the road for the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament. A&M softball from yesterday, basketball gearing up for a game on Saturday, and Nick Saban told Texas officials in January that'd be the only place he'd consider leaving Alabama for. All that and more, we'll do it in sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 10, 12 minutes.
All right, there we go. It's 6:39. Normally visit with Bill Flores on Wednesdays. We won't be able to. As you hear, he's doing a deal in Waco this morning. So
Yeah,
so we'll talk to him tomorrow morning about that stuff. So let's see, Electionville last night. First turning to Texas politics. In the end, the only drama that we had on Proposition 6 was how quickly the wire services made the call after the polls closed in El Paso. I mean, it pretty much was a done deal. That was the one that all the constitutional amendments, because everybody looked at that and went, why am I voting about something in Hidalgo County? You know, why do I care about that?
Yeah,
I mean, there were a lot of those situations.
But had a few more details.
Yeah.
I skipped that one.
Well,
I don't know.
And that's the best thing to do. If you don't know, why vote on that kind of stuff? But it's just, that's the way we have to do some things in Texas. You have to make changes as as far as the Constitution is concerned, for areas that have special situations. Anyway, so we got that $2 billion coming out of the Rainy Day Fund to help finance infrastructure projects having to do with water. And, I mean, plenty of – it won by about 75%, I think, statewide. So that worked out just fine. Let's see what else happened.
Did I hear you right that two polling places here had no votes?
Let's hear it for Lincoln Center and Peach Creek.
Nobody showed up to vote.
Nah, had stuff to do.
That's sad.
Had stuff to do. And again, get the government you deserve. And I don't know. It was we had 4,000 early voters. That seemed like that was
that's a decent turnout for pre-voting.
That was going to be okay. Yeah, and obviously it was. We had not a great number of contested races, but enough that some people did come out and do that. And then we're going to have a little runoff. That's going to be a very strange runoff. It's going to happen probably in mid-December, which is difficult because, you know, you're in the midst of the holiday season. People really aren't thinking about politics at
you
that
really
time.
You really do have a lot of other stuff going on.
You really do. Time. And it's only in that single-member district, too, that they're going to be voting. And so that's, you know, not a whole bunch of people. I can't right off the top of my head tell you how many registered voters, but not
so
not
in the basic,
many more in a gaggle.
In the square blocks where that region is,
yeah,
that's it.
That's all. Well, and they're gonna have early voting. They will, like they would with any other election. They'll do it for a short period of time, and then the regular voting. And what they're going to do is you're going to have to vote at City Hall. You really won't be geographically in your voting area. You will have to come to City Hall to do it, just because that's really logistically the easiest thing to do. You don't want to be spread out. You don't need to have five or six polling places, especially
if you're just voting for one item,
right? I mean, and one race there. And again, I think it's going to look like a junior varsity basketball score. So harken back to the
37-18.
Yeah, the place one race where it was, 76-75 or whatever, last election cycle. So anyway, so we do have one runoff. So if you want some drama, you got that. As far as other stuff that's going on, Terry McAuliffe actually won.
By much, though.
He didn't win by much. And of course, there was another guy in there. There's a third party guy in there who sucked out about 6%. They think that probably when it's all said and done, the number they had, I think, earlier this morning was 47.1% to 46.2%. So not even 1 point. Probably will end up being about 3 points by the time it's over, but McAuliffe wins. And, you know, he has a long track record as head of the DNC. And the thing is, Cuccinelli was a Republican, and a lot of people in Virginia work for the federal government. The government got shut down, and McAuliffe was able to pretty much hang that on Cuccinelli.
Yep.
And Cuccinelli also, you know, abortion was a big issue there.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, they pinned again on Cuccinelli, he's a Republican, and so, of course, it's the war on women. When, in fact, the broadest ever, the most sweeping abortion legislation in a plank for a national party happened when McAuliffe was the head of the Democratic National Party. And they never pinned that on McAuliffe, because some of that was even offensive to some women who are pro-choice. That plank of the Democratic Party, the proposal they had put forth was offensive to them, but he didn't hang it on McAuliffe. So, again, I don't know that his people ran a very good campaign for him. Chris Christie, big boy, he was reelected as the
governor. He wasn't going away.
Big time, about 60% of the vote, as a matter of fact. So, obviously, that'll help him if he decides he wants to run for the White House. And
I was going to say, the next Republican nominee for president is?
Yeah, Bill de Blasio. He won the race for mayor, and he has said he will move toward a very progressive, read liberal, or worse.
Marxist.
Yeah, what they're going to do in the big city there. He said the gilded age of Michael Bloomberg is over. We'll see how that all works out. What else? There was a race in Alabama that really wasn't on the public's radar, but political wonks liked it. This was a state senator named Bradley Byrne, who was running against Dean Young. Dean Young was backed by the Tea Party, and Byrne was backed by the Chamber of Commerce. And he was a 5-point winner, Byrne was, over Dean. So that was one that, again, was under the radar for most folks, but that's that. And there will be no secession in Colorado. Sorry. Most observers thought the 11 counties involved would vote to secede from the state. Instead, six of the 11 turned that proposal down. In Tacoma Park, Maryland, 16 and 17-year-olds voted.
Really?
City Council passed a charter amendment allowing them to vote in city elections. No word on how many of them turned out yesterday.
Interesting.
Sounds fishy to me.
Well, the next election, a referendum to make text, you know, speak the official language. I can just really think about the proposal. What in the world could a 16 or 17-year-old care about? I want to be able to text and
they just
and drive.
Care about whatever the media pumps out, which is liberal stuff.
Well, or they don't care at all, and then they're uninformed voters. Well, we don't need that.
Well, they are uninformed no matter what. But I mean, it's hard to find a 16 or 17 year old who doesn't have a quote opinion, even if it was fed to them.
Yeah, even if it's wrong. Our buddies in Washington State, they rejected an initiative that would have required foods containing genetically engineered ingredients to be labeled. Yeah. Had it passed, Washington would have been the first state to require that.
See, I wouldn't mind knowing what food has genetically modified ingredients.
Well, until the third ear starts growing, I wouldn't worry about it. Why not?
You're fine!
Yeah. And, of course, in Houston, they voted down the idea to put $217 million in bonds in place to decide what to do with the Houston Astrodome. So since they voted that down, they pretty much decided that it's going to be a wrecking ball time, I think.
Yep.
And then, again, that will be – and, of course, anytime they do a stadium, that's always kind of cool. Well, anytime you do any structure that's of any size, it's cool to see.
But to see the structure, to see it get knocked down.
Yeah, to see it knocked down. And, you know, stadiums are kind of cool, but, I mean, this will be the dome. This is the Astrodome. And it's iconic in a lot of reasons.
So, in your opinion, do you think it should stay?
No.
Okay.
Because here, I mean, I understand
Why
history.
Why can't people use it anymore?
Well, they can't use it.
They let it get dilapidated.
They let it fall into disrepair. And what they basically said is, we want you to give us permission to issue $217 million worth of bonds. Didn't tell you what they were going to do with them. So why in the heck would you give politicians $217 million, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the people of Houston were probably right to do that. If they had had a concrete plan as to what they were going to do and they could save it. But, I mean, I think the horror stories that we heard are just...
The inside of it's falling apart.
Sure. And it wouldn't meet code for anything. $217 million probably wouldn't bring it to code.
No.
And then what are you going to do with it afterwards? So that was something, but it'll be... And, you know, just be a nice piece of real estate that they'll be able to do something with.
It's just sort of sad. I mean, on par with where, you know, Lincoln grew up.
Yeah, no.
Or Washington's house, but that was an icon. Changed sports.
It did. There's no doubt about it.
And as a sports guy, you know, the first dome stadium, you know, there's part of me that thinks there needs to be some salvation to that.
Yeah, but... I don't know. Maybe they'll sell those little plexiglass bubbles on the top or something like that.
Business screens.
Yeah. Do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. SWICOauctions.com. Texas license 15939.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
As great as gardening can be, certain aspects are simply hard work. That's why we invest in tools that will make the jobs easier. Tools turn toil into triumph. Pity so often we don't take care of the tools so they'll last as long as possible. Fall is a great time to change all of that. Since you're going to put many of the tools away for the winter, this is a good time to address tool maintenance issues. I'll be back with details right after this message.
Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to protect your investment in tools, let's start with gasoline engines. They need to be run until they're empty. Gasoline deteriorates when it's stored for more than a few weeks. If you have an engine that's going to be idle for a couple of months or longer, drain it carefully when it's cool, or better yet, run it until it shuts down. Disconnect the spark plug wire, then remove and replace the plug. If you're uncomfortable doing any of that, get your equipment in now for repairs rather than waiting until the bustle of spring activities. You want to clean housings of mowers, trimmers, tillers, and other heavy power equipment. Scrape off any caked plant debris. Use a wire brush if necessary to get down to the metal. Check wheels to be sure they're operating properly. If any parts are damaged or missing, place an order now so your equipment will be ready come spring. With the season for major pruning near at hand, have your chainsaw and pruning saws and shears sharpened. You save yourself a lot of hard work, and the cuts you make will be cleaner so the plants will heal more quickly. Oil all of the cutting blades to keep them from rusting or corroding. Scrape hoe and shovel heads with a putty knife to remove all the accumulated clay and debris. Again, use a wire brush for the final cleaning. Sharpen the cutting surfaces with a file and oil all the metal parts to keep them from rusting. Hang the tools in the garage or tool shed to protect them from the humid weather ahead. If you have shovels, rakes, hoes, or other hand tools with broken handles, take this chance to replace them. Good home centers and hardware stores sell all manners and sizes of replacement wood handles, and the task takes only a couple of minutes. You want to bring hoses into the garage if you do not intend to use them over the winter. If you have a hose that you do expect to use periodically, at least disconnect it from the house to prevent freeze damage through the faucet. Surprisingly, those faucets are freeze-proof only so long as you don't leave hoses attached in freezing weather. Bring all hose end sprinklers indoors before it turns really cold. Many have small orifices that can clog with ice and then break as the ice expands. Along the same line, disconnect pumps from water fountains if they're vulnerable to freezing. You may even want to toss a small block of wood into shallow ponds to absorb the shock of the expanding ice. That will protect the masonry side walls of the pond or fountain. That's most important, of course, in the cooler parts of the state. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping the narrow spaces in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:52. Yesterday was the A&M football press conference. And as they get ready for the last home game in the soon-to-be revamped Kyle Field, I asked Coach Sumlin what he saw from Mississippi State when they roll into Aggie Land on Senior Day.
One of the larger teams that we're going to play this year, including Alabama or LSU, just from a size standpoint. I think what you see out of them is a team that is operating one of the better offenses in our league, you know, up over 400 and some yards a game. Defensively, they're a huge defensive line, able to rotate some guys. They've had a lot of guys drafted in that defensive front, and they just keep coming back.
Yeah, they keep getting more guys that get drafted. They're just a lineman machine. And having interviewed several of the players, as they all pretty much parroted the same, they're really big line that Coach Sumlin didn't. We'll find out more this Saturday at 2:30. Broadcast with Dave South starts at 12:30 live from the Zone Plaza, and it's all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The league co-champion Aggie soccer team is set to play in the quarterfinals for the 2013 SEC Women's Soccer Tournament at the SEC Orange Beach Complex. That kicks off at noon today. The Texas A&M softball team started their fall exhibition season with an extended game against the University of Houston. They played the extended series due in part to the weather, playing 12 consecutive innings that ended with a 7-4 Cougar victory. The Aggie men's basketball team is getting ready for their season opener, and that is this Friday against Buffalo. Coach Kennedy was asked about the upperclassmen stepping into leadership roles for the Aggie basketball team.
This is for keeps now. I told our players yesterday it's about results and production, and guys who are producing on the floor and producing in practice are going to get the first opportunity.
Aggs started up this Friday, 7 o'clock at Reed Arena for the first game. The agent for Coach Nick Saban told Texas officials in January that the University of Texas was the only school that he would consider leaving Alabama for, and his success with the Crimson Tide had put him under, quote, special pressure. The Associated Press has learned that agent Jimmy Sexton made the comments during a 45-minute call with former Texas Regent Tom Hicks and current Regent Wallace Hall. Hicks detailed the call in a September 24th email that was obtained Tuesday by the Associated Press through the Open Records Act. In the University of Texas vein, Arizona State Athletic Director Steve Patterson has been hired to replace DeLost Dodds at Texas. That's according to multiple sources. Sports Illustrated and the Austin American-Statesman jumped on it early on Tuesday, and this was going against the grain when everybody thought West Virginia Athletic Director Oliver Luck was the odds-on favorite for the Texas job. By midday, both outlets, along with several others, confirmed the news was actually the Arizona State Athletic Director Steve Patterson. Texas voters rejected the plan to convert the shuttered Astrodome into a convention center and have likely doomed the iconic stadium to demolition. The so-called Eighth Wonder of the World opened in 1965 and once was the home to the Houston Astros and, of course, the Houston Oilers. In the NHL last night, Tyler Seguin and Rich Prievy scored in a shootout against their former team and lifted the Dallas Stars to a 3-2 win over the Boston Bruins. It was the second straight shootout win for the Stars. In the NBA...
Beverly by Williams in the lane over Aldridge in and the foul. The high kiss off the glass.
Patrick Beverly and Jeremy Lin had 12 points apiece, and the Rockets of Houston beat Portland 116-101. San Antonio Spurs pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat the Denver Nuggets 102-94. That's the fifth time the Spurs have beaten the Nuggets in the last eight meetings. Monte Ellis had 30 points and 9 assists for the Mavericks as they shellacked the Los Angeles Lakers 123-104. Here's Mike D'Antoni, the head coach for the Lakers, on the slow start for Los Angeles.
It's not a conscious, I'm not going to play hard tonight. It's just, a little bit. Sometimes we play little and slow, and sometimes we're big and slow, and sometimes we're slow. And we're going to have to turn it up a notch defensively, especially, and have a little bit more grit.
And finally, if you're a poker fan and like to watch it on TV, here's your spoiler alert in 3, 2, 1. 23-year-old poker pro from Michigan, Ryan Reese, won the World Series poker in the main event yesterday, claiming $8.4 million after pushing into the last game with a dramatic last-second win. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
Fans, this is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we take pride in the way we do things. Our clients come to us not just for insurance, but for our knowledge, advice, and understanding. They realize the importance of relationships with people they can trust, and so do we. Give us a call at 694-1555 or look us up on the web at wegibson.com. Better yet, stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We will do our very best to show you how we make insurance better.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure,